Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three guests. I have Mike Vieira representing Sitka High, Andrew Frisky representing Mount Edgecombe. They are coaches, but also special interviewer Rob Woolsey, news director. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Holly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a full house because there's a lot to talk about. Specifically, yeah. Sports memories.
Sports memories. And we are going to have some locker room talk here. We are going to snap some towels and stuff, Holly. So you might want to just take care. Stay alert.
Is this going to be against my constitution or something?
No, not at all. This is our celebration of radio week. And this is, we've been bringing in special guests in the morning. In some cases, people who've been on the morning interview quite a lot, and Andrew and Mike as the respective activities and athletic directors at Edgecombe and Sitka High play a huge part in our morning lineup during the school year. And I thought it would be fun to talk with these guys a little bit about their high school careers, because something just prompted me. I was listening to Mike Vieira's sports show. He's also the host of the sports show, which is on Saturday mornings now on Raven Radio. And he was talking about playing basketball with Carlos Boozer in high school. And I don't know. I guess I'm starting to crack up just just thinking about that. Mike, you've got kind of a grimace on your face. How bad was it going up against Carlos?
Yeah, you know, he was 2 years younger than me, and I don't ever remember being intimidated of him like I probably should have, because he was kind of a younger kid as I was going through camp. That, you know, I went through camp over there when he was in middle school and I was in high school, and he under the coaching of George Houston, he kind of was reined in. He didn't get the chance to fly and dunk, and he kind of reined into the offense. So, now as I look back at it and I watch him play in the NBA and the effect that he has there, I should have been much more intimidated than I was.
And George Houston was the guest you had on during we were having the regional basketball tournament here over at Edgecombe, and you brought in Houston to speak on your show.
Yeah, he was kind of at the top of my list of guests that I've wanted to have on, and he was in town. His mother lives in the Pioneer Home, so he's in town every so often, and he was in town watching basketball, and I grabbed him and had the chance to interview him, and that was a lot of fun.
Okay, and I gather that towards the end of Boozer's high school career, Houston did sort of throw the switch and let him show his stuff, especially when recruiters might have been in the crowd.
Yeah, I missed that. I was off to college during those last couple of years, but talking to Coach Houston, you know, it sounded like when they got up to the state tournament, he kind of cut Carlos loose, and Carlos was the kind of the difference there at the state level for them to get the couple championships that they did during those years.
Wow. Andrew, did you have anything like that, any comparable sort of experience in your high school career? I know you grew up in Haynes, right?
Yep.
So you were a different classification, but was there anybody you played against that you like to tell people about?
Well, no. Being that I'm only one grade ahead of Mike, I did play against Carlos.
Oh, yeah,
too.
You too. Okay.
So. He was a freshman and I was a senior, and we played him in the crossover game.
Right.
And we lost to them by a few, but yeah, like Mike said, we saw Carlos growing up during basketball camps. He played for Juno Douglas when I was a senior. We played him. But there was a few other guys up in the Anchorage schools that we played against and that went on to play Division I basketball, and they were quite good and quite large when I was the tallest person on our team at 6 foot. 6 foot. you know, it was quite a little bit different than Southeast Region 5 3A ball.
Yeah. So those were good times. we're right now having our online drive, and we're a little bit down in the count, actually. Our general manager Ken Fate is starting to indicate that we need to sort of step on it a little bit. When we started our one day drive last year, we were at I think we had $40,000 in the bag, and we're about half. We have half of that right now, and it's Wednesday. We're having our one day drive this Friday, so I'd encourage folks who enjoy this high school activities, sports and activities slot, to maybe take a moment to go online to kcaw.org and make a contribution towards keeping this whole enterprise going, because it doesn't happen by accident. I say that a lot. The reason we have high school sports and activities I want to say because, Andrew, you and Mike kind of you did know each other in high school, and I want to say it was a big part of your lives participating in sports. And Andrew, I remember a story you told about, like, you housed Mike when he came to Haines, and you took him on a snipe hunt or something.
Well, snipes, bears, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, that's one of the great things about Region 5 and the 3A and 4A levels is when you go to a different town, you are housed out with the opponents you're participating against. And Mike was housed out at my place. It happened to be springtime for the track and field, and so I asked Mike, and I can't remember if you're housed with someone else. You probably were.
Yeah, I think it was me and Aaron Bisson.
Okay. Yep. So we definitely went out, got the old 1980 Subaru four-wheel drive that never gets stuck, and if it does, you can just pretty much lift it up and pull it out. But we went bear hunting. I don't think we got one, but at least we attempted to, and probably set up a bunch of stories.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I remember is that he, you know, Andrew obviously had a rifle and gave Aaron a rifle of some sort, and he put this small .22 pistol in my hand and said, here you go. So
you were the last stand.
I made sure I was right on Andrew's heel that whole hike, and it was fun. I'd never been to Haines before. We drove out these logging roads in the Mazda MVP that we went out in, and we saw a moose. I remember trying to race the moose along the road, and we went out and looking for different critters to find. So that was great. I also remember coming back from that, and Andrew's little brother Brian, who was a little bit little at that time, just wanting to arm wrestle me all night. But for those of you that know Brian, he's not very little. He's a pretty big guy, and I did not want to lose face, so I was trying to avoid being beat by an eighth grader in arm wrestling all night.
Only in Alaskan sports do the host families take you bear hunting, where I think in the lower 48 they take you to the Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
sort of a nice little treat after
that,
the game.
That night, still the only time I've ever sampled bear. I had bear sausage on my pizza that night at the Frisky House.
Okay, and it's a lifelong quest ever since to get one of those Haines bears.
Yeah, well, we'll rendezvous there again someday, and okay, hopefully we'll be successful.
I want to say that this kind of experience in your high school careers, I don't know, might help motivate you, you know, because you guys just put together the Region 5 tournament. It was a 2A, 3A, 4A tournament here in Sitka, and I know a lot of people listening were over there in the gym. It felt at times like the whole town of Sitka was over there in the Mount Edgecombe gym. And I know that housing has got to be a huge problem for you, Mike. Probably every big tournament you have to house, but something in the back of your mind says, you know, this is okay. It's part of the experience of Southeast Alaska, and it's worth doing, because kids form, you know, attachments, and they sort of do early networking. That'll help them later on. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I think the reason both Andrew and I do what we do is because we had great experiences, you know, as we were kids, that we carry that passion with us into what we do. And I talked to Andrew at the end of it. You know, we were both exhausted there. It was 1:45 in the morning after the dance was over and the last kid had cleared out of the gym, and just kind of reviewing the week. And, you know, I said, I look back on the week, and the thing I realized as I look back on everything that went is, I said, you know, I think kids had a lot of fun. I think this week was a week that will create memories. I mean, like you said, the atmosphere in the gym was electric. In all the classifications, kids were into it, cheering for their teams. You know, you saw kids from different communities cheering for different towns. And I just think it's a great experience that these kids will remember for a long time. And that's just one thing that this region does. You know, basketball gets a lot of publicity, but it'll happen again here in 2 weeks at the music festival, too, in a whole different level.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah, well, the Region 5 tournament was a huge undertaking on your part. It was so much fun. I went to 16 games. I think I saw Herb Didrikson at every single one. And just a fantastic experience that we have here. And didn't happen by accident. It happened because you guys kind of put your shoulders into it and made it happen. And that's kind of what we're asking listeners right now to become involved in that same way here at Raven Radio. Go online, kcaw.org. We can't do it without you. The best things that sort of make up our lives in this part of Alaska happen because we all kind of work together to make it happen, and we form these great traditions and great memories all here because you guys make it possible. We didn't get a chance to talk to kids today, but I guess Brian Hansen, who's taken over this slot, to our incredible delight.
And he does an amazing job, knowing that he's also sort of our reporter because he does attend all the games.
Yeah, and he called. You, Andrew, you had him calling a lot of games in the arena over there. It was that kind of engagement is incredible. In a
hands-on experience.
Yeah, and a radio host. Brian will be back next week, and you guys will be sending kids again for the weekly interview, and it's I know, Mike, we're probably moving to soccer and baseball and Sitka High and then and Music Fest as well. Andrew, who are you going to be sending?
We have our NYO program going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those kids are very impressive. Native Youth Olympics are a fantastic set of kids. So anyway, Holly, that's all I had for these guys.
Well, fantastic. Thank you, News Director Rob Woolsey, for doing such a great sports interview. Thanks, Brian Hansen. We look forward to you coming back. And Mike Vera, Andrew Frisky, thanks for always bringing in student athletes for us to talk to.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.